listening to the CCA Podcast.
Just think a little bit about what Jesus did when he brought light into the world. If you're part of the church and read the blog this last week, I pointed out that light, the theme of light, is one of the most central ideas in the Christmas season. It is really, that's why there's so much that has to do with light. Christmas lights, candle lights. It's a theme that fits the Christmas season because Jesus actually declared that he was the light of the world. The whole theme of Advent and the reason we light the Advent candles is that there's that expectation that Jesus is going to bring light into the darkness. In fact, Isaiah prophesied 600 years before Christ came and said, "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned." The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. Jesus came and he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." That phrase is really so powerful. And the question that I want to raise this morning is Jesus genuinely your light? You know, darkness is an interesting thing. Darkness can really wear on us. So one thing is that darkness can scare us, right? How many of you have ever at some point in your life said, "Man, yeah, I was really afraid of the dark"? Anybody? I mean, I think a lot of us can relate to that. The first time that I consciously remember being afraid of the dark is I was going to my grandpa's farm. It was down in Reedley, California. Anybody know where Reedley is? It's south of Fresno. It's this little place. We are way out in the country. And there was not a lot of ambient light around. There really wasn't anything. And so we were all in front of my grandpa's farmhouse, and there was some light shining from the house in front, and everybody was hanging out. And I remember, I can't remember exactly how old I was. I was like 3 or 4 years old, and I thought to myself, I'm going to go around the back of the house. And so I went, creeping around kind of the back of the house and got to the back where my grandpa's house had indoor plumbing, but there was also an outhouse that was back there that I knew as a kid was really creepy. And so, so I'm walking along through the dark and I'm getting close to that outhouse, and I remember just this feeling of absolute dread coming over me, like, "Aah!" and running. And as a 3 or 4 year old, I remember that feeling of coming back around toward the front of the house where the light was, and it's like, "Oh." We don't have peace and unless there's light. So darkness scares us. But another thing that happens is that darkness fools us. Darkness fools us. So, same farmhouse, a couple years later, I had many of my childhood memories are related to this farmhouse. So, a couple years later, and I'm sleeping upstairs in the attic, the attic area, it wasn't exactly an attic, but a very, very steep stairwell that went up in this old farmhouse. And there were a couple of bedrooms up there, and I'm sleeping in one, and my mom and dad are sleeping in the other. My brother and I are sleeping in one, my mom and dad in another. And I, in the middle of the night, had to get up. And I think I had to go to the bathroom, or maybe I just wanted my mom. And so I come out into the hallway, and I wander down this little short hallway, and I come to the door on the left where my mom and dad's bedroom was. But there was no door there. It was just, I looked at the wall, and it's just flat, and it's like, no, there needs to be a door here. And I'm freaking out, and I run back to my room and then come back, and it's like, no, and I'm going, Mom, you know. And Mom comes out, and well, son, what's wrong? What's wrong? There was no door. You disappeared. And she, son, you know, no. Well, what had happened is she had hung a dark dress in the doorway, and was hanging on, you know, just not in the stairway, in the doorway. And so in my little mind, I just saw the darkness across that wall, and it's like, no, there's no door. Darkness can fool us. Now, as soon as she turned on the light, it's like, oh, okay, it's all right. This house is not haunted, you know. Some of us have had circumstances, though, too, where, you know, have you ever had a situation in when you were driving in fog and your lights didn't work? And you thought that the road was going straight and it was actually going off to the curve, and maybe the white line wasn't exactly as bright as it should be. I remember it was just maybe 3-4 years ago, we were down in Oceanside, California, and we were up in the hills, and the fog had come pouring in, and we were coming down out of those hills, and boy, it's a very, very curvy road, all that fog, our lights were not permeating that darkness. I remember being so relieved when finally a car, we ended up getting behind another car that seemed to know the route, and I could just follow him on down. Darkness can fool us. But you know, another thing about darkness that I think is really interesting is that darkness can actually reveal the light. That we actually need darkness in order to see the light the way we really ought to see it. I was doing a little research. Do you know that we actually, with our human vision, can see a candlelight from the distance of, how far do you think we could see, maximum? How far do you think we could see? If everything was dark, take all the lights down. Now, of course, this is not going to work in this setting at all, because we've got ambient light coming from all over the place. But how far, if it's completely dark out, how far do you think you could see a candlelight? Scientists tell us, this is crazy, that we could actually see it 30 miles. 30 miles. There's enough light. If all the conditions are appropriate, the atmosphere is clear, we could see it 30 miles. That's amazing, because, you know, when you're standing on the ocean and looking out over the horizon, do you know how far you're seeing? It's like 3 miles. You're the edge of the horizon is only 3 miles away. So 30 miles is like a long, long ways. I remember being up on the top of, and some of you have had this experience before, similar. We had climbed up to Asgard Pass. So you climb up to Kolchak Lake, which is 5,600 feet, and then you take a 2,200-foot climb, kind of straight up Asgard Pass. It's up in the Enchantments Lake area in the north, in the Cascades, Alpine Lakes Wilderness. And you climb up to the top of Asgard Pass, and on this particular night, as we were there on Asgard, the sun had baked into the granite boulders all day long. And then it was a moonless night, and it got very, very dark. and the stars just began to come out. And we laid down on these hot granite rocks, stretched out and looked up into the sky and saw and beheld this incredible majesty of stars like I have never seen in my life. We were only able to see it, why? Because there was no other light. The darkness actually made that light more visible. I was talking with a friend the other day, and he was saying, you know, maybe part of the reason that we often don't see the light of Christ is that we've got too much artificial light in our lives. There's, I've done a little bit of reading about light pollution. Light pollution is really it's something that is only an issue of modern man, because it's only in our modern age that we've had so much artificial light out there. And light pollution is having a very detrimental effect on the inner peace. Whoops. Wow, I kind of just... Not that I have to have it, but it's kind of fun. I love candles. Light pollution has a very detrimental effect on the inner peace of individuals. In fact, because there's so much light, our bodies don't get into the circadian rhythm that is necessary, and we don't produce the melatonin, this natural hormone that we produce that actually allows our bodies to rest and to sleep. All because why? There's too much artificial light out there. And I think that Christmas is actually a time where God wants us to take a step back and to kind of to push aside all of the artificial light sources, all of the different things that we pay attention to, all of the sources of enlightenment that are human oriented, and to realize that, you know, there's a line in the song that we're going to sing in just a couple of minutes, Silent Night, Holy Night, where it says, Son of God, what? Loves pure light. Son of God loves pure light. There's a lot of artificial light in our lives, a lot of light noise, a lot of things that really prevent us from receiving the peace of God that passes understanding. Jesus came as the true light of the world, the only true light. And he said, if you walk with me, you will never walk in darkness. He has the light for your situation. He has the light for your circumstances. He has the light for your discouragement. He has the light for your unanswered questions. He has the light for the point of need that you have right now. Jesus is genuinely the light of the world. But sometimes we need to let him push aside our artificial light sources in order so that we can see his true light. Let's pray together. Jesus, light of the world, you stepped down into darkness. You stepped into my personal darkness. You stepped down into the darkness of this world. And you came as the one true light. And we pray, and I pray, Lord, that every single one of us today would look to you, light of the world. That Lord, in our own spiritual searching and in our longing for something real and for something whole, that we would look to the true light. Lord, and it may be that some of the darkness that we're experiencing right now is part of what's happening, is it's giving us the opportunity to see your true light. Some of us have depended on ourselves for a long time, or we've depended on sources that we could muster up. Jesus, you came as light of the world. You came, we don't know if it was in the middle of winter or not. That's just the date that we've taken as a church, as a Christian community. But Lord, you came into a bleak and cold world and offered hope and offered peace because of the light that you bring. So fill our hearts with your peace, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.